You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Michael Nigro from Sound & Music Live and other shows is here. Gianna Harris from School of Rock on Broadway and the National Tour, and the new movie My Oak, which is just released, is also joining me, as is our On With The Show guest, Sage Chasely, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I decided to pause and postpone last week's episodes in solidarity. Hopefully all of the protests and conversations and stories highlighting the need for immediate change will allow the dialogue to continue and that change will come. Black Lives Matter yesterday, today, and tomorrow. While we support lots of charities, please consider making a donation to the American Civil Liberties Union, or www.aclu.org, or NAACP at www.naacp.org. My first song is a medley of You've Got to Be Carefully Taught from South Pacific and Children Will Listen from Into the Woods. Remember, careful of the things you say, children will listen. I'll just save that for the song.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be careful the things you say. Children will listen. Careful the things you do. Children will see. Which way to turn to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
My next guest is incredibly talented. He's an amazing actor, singer, and dancer who you may have seen on Sound of Music Live. He's incredibly talented, and I'm so excited to have him on here. Let's welcome Michael Nigro to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Josh. How are you, man? Thanks for having me on.
Of course, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Holding it together.
I'm so happy to have you on as a guest on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much, man. You know, I've been following the press and everything that you've been doing with the show since it was live, and now that you're doing it online. And I just, you know, kudos to you for continuing to produce and giving people art and content in this time. It really, like, I'm really proud of you, and I'm really lucky to know you, man.
Well, thank you. I think I actually met you when I was nine at Broadway Workshop, right?
Yeah, I can't believe you were 9 and I was, I think, 17. And we did cabaret and I was MC and I stood behind you and got to watch you nail those high notes in that weird kind of creepy Nazi song, Tomorrow Belongs to Me. But you were amazing and it was great working with you. And that show was like, I mean, Michaela Diamond was in that cast. That was, I mean, it was such an incredible experience. And then the next year we did Pippin and you were Theo and I was Pippin. And that was another awesome experience. Thanks to you and thanks to Mark Tuminelli and Broadway Workshop.
Thanks. I know that last summer you performed at the Main State Music Theater, right?
I did. Last summer, I had the pleasure of reprising the role of Jim Hawkins in Treasure Island, the musical. And then after, I actually got to play Barnaby Tucker in Hello, Dolly. And working at Main State Music Theater that summer was just an incredibly rewarding experience. And I was really lucky to get to meet the people there and to be surrounded by a community of art supporters.
How is that theater like holding up now that all performances have been paused?
Well, it's been really tough for them. Their entire season had to be canceled because of the virus, and it's all during the summer, so they've made absolutely no income for this year. They rely on ticket sales for 80% of their income, and they had to give back basically all of these tickets to people, and they've been hit really hard by this, so it would be really great if people could, you know, find it in their hearts to reach out to them or spread awareness or donate some way.
How can our listeners and viewers help?
So Artistic Director Kurt Dale Clark has launched a fund called the MSMT Lifeline Fund. And if you want to access that, you can go to www.msmt.org. And we really appreciate, and they really appreciate anything that you can contribute. And just generally, you know, being supportive of where they are right now at this time is more than they can ask.
Michael, you are such an incredible person and performer, and you would be amazing in any part that you play.
Thank you.
But is there a specific like dream role that you have?
Ever since I saw Les Miserables when I was 5 years old, playing Jean Valjean has been my number one dream role.
Oh, and would you like to sing a song for us?
I would love to sing a song for you.
What song would you like to sing for us, and why did you choose that song?
So I'm choosing to sing Bring Him Home from Les Mis, sung by Jean Valjean's character. When I was 10, my dog, actually, that I was talking to you about before we started the interview, he was very sick, and he was in the hospital, and I sang this song every night until he recovered and came home, and now he's better, and I hope you enjoy it.
I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's do it.
Bring him home.
look out for Michael to play Jean Valjean in one of any of the upcoming 17 revivals of Les Mis on Broadway. My next guest would be an amazing Cosette, Eponine, or Fantine, and she's already been on Broadway in School of Rock. She's in a new movie that was just released last week called Mighty Oak, and I'm so excited for her. I'm so happy to welcome my next guest, Gianna Harris.
Hi, Gianna!
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the show.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here again.
I'm so excited about your new film, Mighty Oak. How long ago did you shoot your scenes for Mighty Oak?
We filmed in February of 2019 and in June of 2019 for about a month in February and then 2 weeks in June.
What was it like being on the set?
It was definitely a new experience for me because I'm used to Broadway life and it's completely different than being on set, but it was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it.
I haven't been on set for a movie or a TV show yet. Well, I mean, aside from the early night show in my house or apartment, but the closest thing I had was during The Little Mermaid and we had craft services, which was amazing. It was so good. What was your like favorite part of being on set?
The location, we were in San Diego, so it was really beautiful. And then we had amazing tutors and amazing crew and cast, and I got to spend most of my time with the crew, and it was just there. Everyone was just so sweet and so nice. It's probably my favorite part is just everyone, because we were such a family there.
Since you've experienced Broadway, tour, and set life, if you could combine it all and make a movie musical, what part would you play and what would it be about?
There's like a tie between two. They're already movie musicals, either Mamma Mia or The Wiz. And I would want to play Sophie in Mamma Mia. And then The Wiz, Dorothy.
You would be incredible as either of those parts because you're so amazing.
Thank you, Josh.
Speaking of movie musicals and singing, what song will you be singing for us today and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing The Winner Takes It All from Mamma Mia. And I chose this song because I recently watched Mamma Mia and I was like, this show, like it's one of my favorite movies. So I just wanted to sing a song from it.
I guess you will be taking it all because you're absolutely a winner. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Now it's
what you see. The winner takes it all.
Thank you so much for being with us, Gianna. I'm so excited to watch Mighty Oak at a drive-in movie theater near me. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. We are so excited to feature our next guest, whose show was canceled, and give her a chance to go.
On with the show!
Sage Chasely is a Chicago student who isn't able to attend her musical theater program at the Chicago Academy for Fine Arts. I'm really excited for you to meet her and hear how talented she is.
Hi, Sage.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on today's show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. First of all, how are you and your family doing?
We're all doing really good. I'm still recovering a little bit, but we're doing really good.
Did you have anyone affected by COVID-19?
Actually, yeah. So my mom had it at the beginning of quarantine. She was one of the first people in our state to get it. And then she was pretty sick and she had to go to the hospital. But in about 3 days, she came home and had to quarantine in her room. And then after about 2 weeks, she was starting to recover. My babysitter got it. And then after 2 weeks, she was starting to recover. And then my sister and I got it. And then after 2 weeks, we started to recover, and we're mostly better. I'm still having, like, a medicine that I was taking, like, caused some issues, like, with my esophagus, which is really weird, and I'm hoping that this new medicine I'm taking works so it doesn't start affecting my voice and my singing.
Yeah. Aside from being sick, were any of the shows you were scheduled to be in or programs postponed because of the pandemic?
I had some big auditions postponed and actually like a few callbacks postponed, which sucks. But I also had a vocal showcase and a dance recital that had to be done by Zoom, which just isn't the same. And then I'm also a figure skater, and I think the day before quarantine started, I was supposed to take a senior gold medal test, which is like the last one in skating. And it just was so sad that it got canceled the day before lockdown started, and I actually just got back on the ice yesterday for the first time since quarantine, and it felt so good. It's been a long time.
Do you have a dream show that you hope to be in one day and a dream part?
That's really hard, but ever since I saw Hamilton for my 9th birthday a few years ago, I always wanted to play Eliza because I just love that show so much. And I also think that Elle and Legally Blonde would be so much fun to play. I would have to wear a blonde wig, but it would still be so much fun.
You'd be incredible in either of those parts.
Thank you.
Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
Today, I'll be singing I Speak Six Languages from Spelling Bee, and I chose this song. Spelling Bee is so funny, and this song has actually, at the end, a couple of languages, six languages in it, and it's so much fun.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, let's do it.
I speak six languages. Every language easy. Easy as the recipe for making jello. I speak six languages. And I can say hello. In at least seven more. Yeah.
Language you speak, I think we can all agree that Sage is just amazing. Thanks again to Sage Chasley and our other special guests, Michael Nigro and Gianna Harris. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with the show with us. Also, check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record a duet and hashtag sing with Josh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. You can also find The Early Night Show on Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.